Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Hello, my friend, and welcome. In this transmission, we are going to go deep into an activation / meditation journey. So this is quite different from the transmission I have shared and facilitated in the last couple of months. I was guided to do this following last week's transmission that I recorded on the matrix and our beliefs around COVID-19. So if you haven't watched that video, I would love to invite you to watch the video or listen to the podcast, as it is going to be extremely relevant and important for the transmission today. I am Sandrine, an ascension and mission mentor. I am the founder of Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University and also a trans channel. I am here to serve all light leaders and architects of the new earth, weave our webs of divine light around the planet so we can create a new reality based on a four primal codes of love, connection, abundance, and freedom. If you enjoy my content, I would absolutely love it if you could like this video, this podcast, share it around, and please write a comment below. It really warms up my heart to know how you have received it, and it's part of this infinity loop of giving and receiving. I give you my time, I trend channel, and I channel a lot. I serve you as much as I can, and I would love to receive back through simply receiving your words, your likes, and your shares, and your support, both in this reality and in the quantum. So thank you very much in advance for your support. For this transmission, you will need to be seated in a comfortable position. Before we go deep, I would like to share with you a little bit about what is going to happen. Therefore, you will be more, it will be easier for you to stay fully present in this vortex of the transmission and not to overthink things, okay? So this transmission is very highly coded. So sometimes some people blank when they receive transmission from me because of the high frequency, and that's okay. Please repeat, watch it again, listen to it again until you can stay conscious, because it means that basically you would have had a huge shift in frequency because you can sustain now the frequency that are channeled through everything that I share. This transmission is going to recode your avatar. It is going to allow you to live more from the heart and to start creating the new earth from your heart. At the moment, and please refer to the video that I have mentioned before on the matrix, at the moment, we are observing that everybody has beliefs and opinion about what is going on. I would like to remind you that when a reality is presented to us, it doesn't mean that we have to take on that reality. It is not our reality. It's the reality that somebody is sharing with us. And this expression, for example, of get real, it's like, it's really void. It is void because what does that even mean, get real? It doesn't mean anything. My reality is different from your reality, from your neighbor's reality, from your partner's reality. We all live in different realities. We live in the reality that is inside of us, the way we perceive what is going on in the world. To become a powerful creator is to reclaim that power, to literally choose the reality that we create. When the algorithm of the macrocosm presented to us is of such density that everybody abides to a similar narrative of separation and distortion, everybody's like, oh, I know that this is real. You know, I know, I've done my research. Whatever narrative people buy into and project and choose to basically activate as their reality, they want to convince you that their reality is basically like the real reality. but it is only coming from the mind. It is only coming from a projection of their own limitation and the belief system. It is not yours. Like, they can believe whatever they like. Bless them and their reality. But thank you very much. That is not what I choose for myself. So during this transmission, we are going to go deep into reclaiming our sovereignty as creator and creatoress of our reality. This is literally a potent algorithm of manifestation, quantum manifestation. Because here is the thing. At the moment, there is over 90% of the world's population that is going into same narratives around very low vibe narrative about what is going in the reality. It can be from one polarity to another polarity about what is real, what is true, what is not true. There is very few narratives that actually present the possibility of a reality that is completely different. I've literally not heard a single person present this reality. And if someone was going to talk about a reality like that, straight away you, my friend, and also people around would start projecting. This is not, but oh my God, well, like, how can you think like this? It's not possible. That is not possible. For example, let me give you an example. I'll give you a reality where in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to buy a ticket and I'm going to travel to Australia to see my friends. And we're going to spend like a month with them and we can just travel around. I'm going to hire a car and I'm just going to be so happy and I will travel back. Not only that, but I will not wear a mask. I will not have vaccine. There will not be any passport. Nobody will ask me anything. And as a matter of fact, on the plane, no one will ever even wear a mask. And not only that, but people will talk about the situation of COVID in the past. It will be gone. Everybody will be like, oh, you know, we had a Friday. Like, what the fuck happened? I don't know. But no, I'm so glad we're on the other side. As soon as I say that, all of you here, you're going to come and you're going to say, look, like, get real. It's not going to happen. Like, we're going to have to put up with masks and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. So basically what's going to happen is that as soon as I want to share the reality that I'm creating for myself, I'm going to start being bombarded by other people who are going to basically get real me. You know what I mean? I'm sure you understand that. We all experience that and we all do that to a certain extent with other people as well as ourselves. We do it to ourselves because even if we want to believe that, straight away, bam, self-sabotage, drop in frequency, our mind is going to start like, no way, no way you can dream about that, no way you can buy a ticket now because things are not going to change, and so on. So basically, we self-sabotage. We also project this algorithm of realities of density from the matrix inside our own reality. That is not being a sovereign creator, my friend. That is not at all. That is literally putting on the baggages and the density from the macrocosm algorithm of density. This journey is going to change your life. And please, please, please watch it and do it every single day. Because if 99% of the population has the same narrative of density with different scenarios around this density, and only 1% of the population is literally anchoring the reality I'm sharing, that could be in 6 months, for example, this is very unbalanced. We need to shift the balance here, guys. And shifting the balance is actually going completely the other side into visualizing an earth anchored into love, in freedom, in abundance, in connection, and to remove all outdated thoughts and belief system and fears that prevent us from being anchored fully there. That is the work that we do. That is our training. We were born to do this. We were born to reclaim this. Light leaders and architects of the new earth are not here to keep projecting shitty realities. Okay? So please join me. Join me in creating real, potent webs of divine light on the planet by holding those templates with me. This journey will teach you how to do it. This journey is so highly coded that you will feel all the way to your cells, to your skin, to your organ, all of it, all your physical body, your energy field. You will feel the shift. I swear, it's so potent. And the more you do this, the easier it gets to hold. Because every time you're going to go and be with a group of people projecting the low vibe reality, you will literally pull the sheet up, take your sword, and you're going to cut that out from your feed. You're going to smile politely and you're going to say, oh, thank you very much, but that's not my reality. And you're going to change the subject and talk about the weather, about food, about exercise or the kids or whatever, a subject that is high vibe, that is not talking about any of that shit. This is how we change narrative. Share this video around, because the more people can actually anchor the template of the new earth now, the faster we shift the algorithm of the greater matrix, bringing the tipping point here. We are the creator. If you know 100% that you create your reality, you know that if you can hold those templates all the time, every day in your heart, with so much trust and confidence and also willpower to manifest it, it will accelerate all shifting timelines. Bam! Next thing we know, in 1 month, in 3 months, in 6 months' time, tipping point has arrived. And literally, we can rewrite our stories. Everything will be shared in this video. One more thing. You are going to receive potent quantum technologies. Here is an explanation. Quantum technologies are here to serve you. Everything is being felt, and you're going to feel the shift happening from these quantum technologies, these gifts that are going to come to you. Please honor them, respect them, and use them. You are going to receive first a shield, literally like a superhero. So every time you come in contact with people, with the news, with anything that you can't literally remove from your field, because of course you want to remove all news from your field. Please don't watch the news. Don't listen to news report. That's bullshit. You know, that's potent projection of low shitty reality. Okay. None of that. But then you're going to, of course, come into, you know, a connection with people who are going to project this reality upon you. Simply visualize yourself, put shield up, say in your mind, activate shield and protect this. Protect it. So it's going to already amplify your protection. It's already going to show within you, like this connection that you have with your sovereign soul, your power. That's not my reality. That's not what I choose. Therefore, it's going to really help you stay anchored in your own truth, in your own reality, the one that you choose to create consciously. The second quantum technology is the sword, because we are warriors. And the sword here, the sword, you're going to receive it and you're going to visualize every time you find yourself falling into the wormholes that are, of course, going to be presented to you as trials. Is she going to go there? Is he going to go there? You're going to simply cut cords. You're going to cut it. You're going to like, oh, this train of thought is taking me there in that reality. I'm cutting it, shield up. And these two quantum technologies that literally work like that. I use, like, the sound is probably one of the first technologies that I received, like about, a good 25 years ago. So I've had a lot of use of it, and it's fantastic. It's still one of the quantum technologies I use the most. So use your sound, reclaim your power as a warrior of light. You're going to receive that in this transmission. The last piece of quantum technology is, this is so, so amazing, so potent, so beautiful. Later in the journey, you're going to receive a very special guest in your field. I don't want to spoil the fun, so I'm not sharing who that is now. But this guest is going to bring a crystal representing unity consciousness. Because unity consciousness, God, source, the divine, is the higher connection that we can have. This is literally the prayers. When we don't know, when we are lost, when we need help, when we want to feel grateful, everything, all the time we pray harder. Even like in those times, we pray more. To bring back unity consciousness, we connect with the divine inside of us and we call for the divine. This quantum technology is going to be presented to you by this very special guest. And it's going to come in a form of representing two things in one. So it could be like a little bit like the yin and the yang symbol showing polarities. Could be something like that, but it could be like simply two different colors within one crystal, or it could be two shapes brought into one. And this object, this quantum technology, is going to be very unique to you. And it's going to come and it's going to merge with your body somewhere. And that, my friend, please connect to that every single day. Feel unity consciousness. Ask this technology to be fully activated. This technology is literally going to help you shift faster and stay locked in with greater ease into unity consciousness, oneness, connection with God. Okay? You can feel my excitement. And now is the time. So please make yourself comfortable as we are going to start now. You want to be sitting in a comfortable position so your spine is nice and straight and your shoulders relaxed. Start bringing your awareness in your lower belly now. Breathing from the lower belly. And as you breathe, consciously activate your gut's intelligence, your gut's mind. Drop your mind in your lower center of your belly. Excellent. Now please bring your awareness within your heart mind, your heart portal, and drop your mind into your heart. With every breath that you take, feel the electromagnetic field of your heart center getting bigger and bigger. Breathe from the heart. Activate your heart's intelligence. Now, please draw your awareness inside your head. Start breathing from the head space. Accessing your mind's intelligence. As you breathe from the head, feel a field increasing all around you. As you ask and request to activate superconscious state. Breathe from the mind now. Increase superconscious state now. Now breathe from your three minds, gut, heart, and headspace together as one. From your heart, draw and visualize a red cord going all the way down through the spine, through the lower chakra, Muladhara, all the way down, deep within the earth. Ask and request that the earth open the portal so you can be fully connected to the heart of ascended Gaia, the heart of ascended Gaia now, and go deep, 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 deep until you feel this connection with the heart of ascended Gaia now, and breathe with the heart of the mother. Feel your connection with the mother. Excellent. Now from your heart, draw a silver magnetic cord all the way up, 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 up through the crown of the head, Sahasrara chakra, until go higher, 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 and higher, and even beyond, 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 and higher and higher, until you feel the calling, and you know where you're going. You ask and request now connection with the heart of supreme consciousness, God, 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 source now, connect there, connect there. Feel this connection. Amplifying, and breathe. Breathe with the heart of supreme consciousness now. Breathe with the three hearts, the heart of Gaia, your heart, and the heart of supreme consciousness. And as you breathe, feel this connection amplifying, creating a powerful, brilliant, magnificent column of ascension, a vertical column of ascension running vertically from the crown of the head all the way down, connecting you to the heart of Gaia and the heart of supreme consciousness. Now increase this architecture and breathe. reclaiming your sovereignty, your pure, unique soul alignment. Asking and requesting now 100% soul alignment. Asking and requesting now 100% soul alignment. And so it is. Excellent. Now bring your awareness back within yourself. Follow my voice and nothing else. Switching off the rational mind now. Switching off subconscious mind now. Asking and requesting that reprogramming be accessed to reprogram subconscious mind without having clear access to it. So all transmission received and activation received be felt from within at the greatest alignment available to the human receiving this transmission in full alignment with the soul, the soul, the soul, the sovereign soul. Asking and requesting full access to the heart portal, to co-creating for the purpose of evolution in love, in love, in love frequency. As you connect fully to yourself, you trust yourself, you trust me fully. And if you don't, you can stop transmission now. If you choose to continue, follow my voice. Observe now the activation of quantum technologies. Feel and see and visualize the shield. Grab the shield. It's now hanging in your field. Grab it. Observe it. Feel the shift. As you grab the shield. And now feel and observe the presence of your sword of light in your field. Yay, it is right there, right there. Grab it. Grab it and swoosh it around. Reclaim your power as a warrior of light. Feel the potency, the shift in frequency as you reclaim your power of a light warrior incarnated in physicality now. Reclaim this by observing the frequency shift as you hold your shield and you hold your sword of light. Excellent. Remember your will to detangle yourself from outdated paradigms, reality, projections of lower matrix density. Lower matrix density as projection of lower fractal frequency still residing within yourself, showing that these frequencies of density of lower frequency still reside within yourself. Now, I'm going to ask and request that you see and feel and visualize all around you little cords. There are little cords coming from many of your cells. Many of your particles, many of your little fractals residing within you. And all of these little cords are connecting to the matrix outside of you, the density of the matrix. And see, it's thousands of them present. See this, and all of this. Now you can start seeing that the inside reality of your microcosm, all of this density present is actually projecting the density of the matrix. This is why you buy into these law realities projected upon you. This is why you drop into frequency, because of this attachment of density still residing inside of you. Bringing this into your conscious mind now, opening up the gates. As you open up the gates of your consciousness now, observe and feel the density. Feel the density increasing inside of you. And stay with me. It's not going to last. It's going to be potent. It is going to allow you through the effect of magnifying the frequency to release them at once. Trust me, it is a short process, very effective process. Magnify this density. Observe if you have any sensations in your physical body, where it is located. Observe if the shortness of breath, observe the sadness, observe the anger, observe the frustration, observe the fears, and magnify it, making it bigger and bigger as you see the world around you through all of these low narratives being enslaved, sick people, deprived of freedom. Observe it all, feel it. Go there because you're wired of light, so you don't fear anything. Go there, sit, asking for amplification for the purpose of clearing once and for all density. Shakas. Excellent. Now feel this even more. You're still holding the sound of light. You're still holding the shield. You're fully connected in your sovereignty, in your column of ascension. It is simply a process of clearing. Magnify, amplify the field. And as you feel this, feel how shit it feels. Feel how much it sucks. This sucks. This is darkness. This is not what I was born to experience, for goodness sake. This is not what I want. Reclaim this. I don't want this. This is not me. This is not my reality. I don't choose this. I don't want this. I reject this. And as you reject this, take your sound of light now and start cutting the cord everywhere around you. Start feeling the fire of alchemy inside you. Allow this fire to come, this fire of liberation, this fire of purification, of bringing clarity. Start whooshing the sound around, cutting all the cords around you. Hold your shield. You are not allowed to come back projections. I don't buy into any of these low vibe reality projections. This is not what I choose. This is not what I want. Shoo, and accelerate this, amplify this, reject this, remove by cutting all the cords around you and more, and even more, my friend. Really reclaim this. You can even scream out loud in the room, rawr, like this, you know, like powerful warrior quotes coming up. This is your internal battle. No, it is. You are born to do this. This is your training. You are doing it. Yes. Now, shush the sound around. Excellent. Now, all cords are cut. And you can feel all of this density around you. And you allow yourself to not know how you're going to be saved, how you're going to save yourself, how things are going to change. Your mind doesn't understand. And it is okay. You don't need to know how you're going to get there. You just need to know 100% that you are going to get there, because you're going to get there. We all going to get there, because this is the reality that we choose. Now we reclaim trust and faith in the divine. And as we reclaim trust and faith in the divine, now call God in your own words. I call you, please come. I need your help. I am lost. I don't know what's going on. I am scared. I am afraid. I am angry. I am sad. I am lost. I don't want this. Please God help me. Source, asking and requesting 100% connection with source. And now you can see and visualize all around you clouds, and above you the clouds are starting to part, creating this circle of light. The clouds are moving away, and through the clouds, just right above you, you can start perceiving light. It is even more vibrant than the sun. It is even more powerful than the sun. This light is so big. It is so beautiful. It is just above you. And you can start feeling this light now coming down to you, all around you. This light is the light of God. God hears you always. As you ask and request, you receive. Now receive this. And as you surrender more into faith and the divine knowing that you are ready to let go, that you are ready to surrender, that you are ready to transmute yourself, to reclaim your sovereignty and transition into a new higher reality where you will be the powerful creator that you were born to be. In this level of trust, in this level of activated divine masculine will of transmutation, you can see now a beautiful image of God's hand coming down with so much love and power coming down to you. And the hand of God is literally now so big, picking you with great love and delicacy. and it is lifting you up. And as it is lifting you up, you can feel the shift happening as you are being elevated, elevated, elevated in frequencies. As you are moving through the cloud, you are moving through all outdated projection of matrix system around you. You are moving higher and higher and higher and higher and higher until the clouds are all around you and until your head pops out of the cloud and until you find your whole body outside of these clouds. You are outside of these clouds, and now the hand of God is very gently placing you on the top of the tallest mountain. And you find yourself standing there on the top of the tallest mountain as the cloud closes again. And you find yourself standing there with your sword of light, with your shield of light. And you find yourself there as God has come, answered your call, and has transmuted your frequency. You find yourself there and you observe the shift in frequency. You even brush your body physically now to remove all the dust and remaining lower frequency that might have stayed with you like dust all around you. You simply remove it. Shoo, shoo, shoo. And as you find yourself on the top of the mountain now, observe the shift in frequencies. You are above. You are beyond everything else and everyone else. You are literally residing at the top of the highest mountain. Nothing is attached to you anymore. Feel this level of freedom. Feel the expansive field all around you, coming from within you. And as you reside here, take a few breaths and look. All the clouds below represent the density of all projections of matrix system. But you don't care. You are here on the top of the mountain and you know that you are so good, so safe. It's home to you here to be above, to be a leader, to be a creator of your reality. Continue following my voice, opening your consciousness, as now is the time to meet a very special guest indeed. You can start perceiving in the distance now an angel or archangel coming your way. To start with, it is hard to perceive what it looks like, but as it is now coming closer and closer, you can see the beautiful wings, the halo. You can see the ring of light above the head of your angel, your archangel friend, coming to you now. And you feel the shift in frequency. As you receive this divine being in your field now, and this divine being now is standing on the mountain, right in front of you, smiling. Feel what you feel. Take a moment to greet each other. Some of you will feel like hugging. Some of you will feel like maybe dancing, holding hands, whatever comes to you organically. Go for it now. Connect with this angel who came just for you now. Excellent. And now this angel brought the gift. Unity consciousness, a crystal representing unity consciousness. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's in its hands. Look at this. Observe a little bit what it looks like, what it is made out of, the colors, the shape. Observe how it makes you feel as you perceive it in your awareness. And now allow this crystal to leave the angel's hand as it places it somewhere in your field. And this crystal is going to hover very gently around you, scanning all your systems, perceiving where integration is going to happen for you. It is going to be very unique. Stay conscious here. Observe that the crystal is moving towards a certain body part. This is where you need it the most right now. As you do this activation again later, the crystal might very well come here again or in another place. Allow this crystal now to come close onto your physical body and to start merging with your physical body. And as it starts merging with your physical body, observe the shift happening as this crystal is going to start merging with your entire being, recoding your entire being all the way to subatomic level with unity consciousness, accessing the space, the vacuum quantum space between all subatomic levels, particles. Accessing DNA, activating 24 strands of DNA and 4 helix DNA, accessing and activating crystalline DNA. Accessing higher level of crystalline frequency within all systems, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual now. Observe unity consciousness literally recoding your entire being. Feel it. Feel it with your skin. Feel it with your organs. Feel it with your emotions. Asking and requesting full recode of the mind patterns, opening up new neurons, creating new neural pathways, asking and requesting activation of new neural pathways to allow the human present receiving this activation to be able to hold the frequency of new earth with greater clarity and consciousness and consistency. Unity consciousness activating brain structures fully now. Breathe into this, my friends. Stay conscious. Just feel and expand this as you receive unity consciousness. Ooh, breathe and allow unity consciousness to come all around you. Like it's like you are vibrating it now. And you can see all of these millions of little particles that you are made out of. All of these atoms, all of these prana, this life force energy, these fractals, everything is shiny. Everything is sparkly. It's like you become a disco ball from within and you are starting to shine all of these rays of colors, all of this light, this crystalline frequency is simply starting to shine all around you. It's magical. Wow. You are so happy to see this. It's literally, you can see now that when you reside within unity consciousness, what you shine is so high vibe. It is so high vibe. And all of this, as your microcosm creates your macrocosm, all of this becomes little projector. And all of a sudden, this disco ball that you are is literally starting to create a reality above the clouds. All above the clouds, you can start a new earth reality being created, projected from you as the powerful God, goddess, creator, creatrix that you are. You are projecting from your heart without thinking about it, simply organically, ecstatically. You are projecting the highest level of reality available to you and the collective, for the collective, for humanity right now. And as you observe around you, observe, my friends, observe crystalline oceans full of life. The water is so pure. All the mammals, all the fish, all the corals, everything is so colorful and happy and vibrant. The sea is beautiful. Now, look at the beaches and the valleys and the mountains. Look at the jungle and the bush and the forest. Everything is so luxurious, so healthy, so vibrant, so abundant. There is so much life thriving there. From where you stand on top of the mountain, you can just feel this life, feel the white life, and it makes you feel so good, so connected to this life. You can feel this life vibrating with it, each and every one of your cells. Look at the lakes, the crystalline lakes and the rivers and the waterfalls. Look at the ice and the snow, so pure. Oh, crystalline earth is revealed to you now. Crystalline earth is just there. It is just right there. It is here. feel this nature, this abundance, this purity. And now start perceiving within this pure crystalline reality, start perceiving cities, communities living together. Allow this to happen. Don't think about it. Close the mind. Allow them to be projected from your heart, from each and every one of your cells. See cities and people walking on the street freely, smiling, holding hands. And oh, people see a friend and they hug and they kiss and they're so happy to see each other. Oh, and the hug is so delicious. You can sit and it makes you feel so good. You also want to hug everybody. And you can see all people happy. And people enter the shops and they go grocery shopping and all the fruit and the food they buy, like it's so abundant and organic and healthy. It's so eco-friendly. It's so beautiful. And you can see people everywhere you look, it's just people are abundant. You don't think about it. You just observe. People are so abundant. People live in beautiful houses. They have really nice cars that are not polluting that much. Like everything is beautiful. Everything is abundant. People are so free. And as you witness this freedom, you start observing that there are planes flying around. Planes going from one country to another country. And as you zoom in, you can see inside the plane, people are so happy. Everybody's chatting, eating delicious food, talking to their neighbors, watching all the latest awesome movies on the little screen. Everybody's just so excited to share how happy they are to see to go there, see their family, their friends, their beloved, to simply go with their friend, their beloved, their family on a trip just for fun, just because they feel like it. It's just like, oh, this is so nice. Yay. It feels so good. And really soak that in. Visualize it. Don't think. Visualize it. Feel it. Feel this reality now. Feel this reality within each and every one of your cells. And you know deep inside you that humanity made it. We made it for, fuck yeah, we made it. And inside you, you can see your mind trying to catch on how, when, where, but you shush that away. This is not for you to know. This is not important. I don't care. I just know that we made it. And as you are here, you really observe all of this and all of this, you are inside this picture. This picture is your reality. This picture is here now. Time and space reality are collapsing now as it no longer exists. There is no such thing as time and space in the quantum. So this reality is present now. If all of us, if you activate it consciously every single day with every breath that you take relentlessly with so much love and willpower, every day that passes, you activate, you reclaim this reality. You are collapsing timelines. You are playing as the powerful creator, creators that you are, manifesting it with all the other people here anchoring these templates, therefore increasing the tipping point of unity consciousness, of crystalline earth, 5D earth. It is here. You feel it. You are there. You are there. Fuck yeah, I'm there. Allow yourself to say, I am there. I am here. I can feel it. If I can feel it, it exists. If it exists, this is my reality. This is what I choose. Now look around you. Look around this joy, this freedom, this health. Everybody's healthy. Everybody has access to amazing healthcare. Everybody's eating amazing food, exercising. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's there just happy, freely experiencing the own reality within this beautiful, abundant reality. I see it. It is there. Of course it is there. You are here to birth this. So allow yourself to reclaim that. You say, this is what I want. This is what I want now. I'm activating this. I'm calling this in for myself and for all other human beings on this planet. I'm calling this for myself and for the earth, for the whole of creation. This is what we choose. This is what we want. This is what we are here to anchor. God help us. My team, my friends, everybody there in the quantum here to serve me, to activate this reality. This is what I choose. Activating this timeline. I consciously activate this timeline now. This is what I project. This is the reality I carry all the time. This is the narrative I'm sharing with myself and with others all the time, relentlessly, unapologetically, with so much love and pride and happiness and joy and divine will and divine knowing. I know that this reality is here. I do not need to know how we get there. That's not up to me. I do not need to know how we get there. I just need to know that this is here. This is what I choose. This is where we are heading towards. And reclaim this. More and more and more, as you soak in this frequency, as you feel it in your heart, and as you allow and we ask and request that unity consciousness, passing it through quantum resonance, now activate all fractal frequency residing within the self, activating higher level of frequency, so you can activate and locking in all the higher level of frequency residing within yourself, amplifying quantum resonance, asking, requesting to access algorithm of metric system, shifting into increasing light frequency of resonance of the highest potency of fractal resonance residing within the field, now accessing love, abundance, freedom and connection of the highest level of frequency, unity consciousness, projecting within the microcosm and the macrocosm, accessing quantum resonance and magnifying the field as you reclaim this and you see that you are projecting this consciously, and then you're receiving so much from this beautiful reality, from these matrix that you're creating as a creator, matrix of 5D reality, activating, matrix of 5D reality on earth now, anchoring this all the way to the heart of Gaia, Excellent. Now breathe into this for a moment. Excellent. Breathe into this for a little longer. Locking in this. Accessing neural pathways, reprogramming the mind. So everything that you are now going to think, everything that you are going to say, and everything that you're going to do will be in resonance, in accordance, perfect alignment with this reality. My friend, every time you catch yourself thinking, or saying or believing into something that doesn't match this reality, take your sword, put your shield up and say, fuck no, that's not it. That's not the quantum resonance I'm calling in. I'm calling in quantum resonance. And of course we're going there. Of course, 100% trust. I know I'm going there. So I'm choosing my belief. I'm choosing love. I'm choosing to reprogram myself. I'm choosing quantum alignment of thinking, saying and doing everything that matches this highest reality that I am here to anchor. I am an architect of the new earth. I am a light warrior. I'm a light leader. I am the divine eternal soul. I am the God, goddess, creator, creatress. And right now, I reactivate all of these codes inside of me for the purpose of evolution in love. And now say this after me out loud, my friend. So it is. Thank you. Take a deep breath. Thank you. And now as you reside there, see yourself sitting on the top of the mountain. Thank your angel, archangel friend for coming. Please come again. I love connecting with you. Thank you very much for coming. I love you dearly. Thank you. And now, as we consciously merge with that reality, you know that it is the reality that is present in you, that you are simply going to experience a time lapse. A time lapse as you're going to come back into your reality and see people that present different narrative. You will simply raise this awareness. I'm observing a time lapse. Because the reality that I'm anchored in is that one that I choose of the new earth. And the more we know 100% that it is quantum manifestation, the easier and faster it is to see it unfold in our reality, This is how we do this, my friend. I thank you very much for weaving these webs of divine light with me. Now feel yourself sitting on the top of the mountain, and you realize that you are sitting where you are now. When you are now is the top of the mountain. When you reside in your sovereignty, you are sitting at the top of the mountain, untouchable. When you activate your sovereign power, when you live from the heart, when you reclaim your power, always, unity consciousness, always, you are always at the top of the mountain. And soon, you will start seeing, as you are on the top of the mountain, that many others like you are there, sitting also at the top of the mountain, all around the globe, weaving these webs together. You will see me, Sandrine, and you will see all the other people who receive this transmission and all the other ones who also activate these templates, because we are not alone. Many are activating this. My friend, take a few breaths now and anchor your roots from the sole of the feet and your seat all the way down deep within the earth. Reactivate your connection with Gaia, your love for this planet. This planet is so beautiful. It's so perfect and pure. Reactivate your love for physicality, for a touch, for a kiss, a cuddle, physical sensations, making love, dancing, exercising, swimming, having a massage, touching your hair. Reclaim all of this love for physicality, eating delicious fruits, delicious food, laughing with your friends, singing. All of this is so delicious. Think about what you love doing with your physical body. Allow this to anchor you back here. May you do this more, as this, that what you are thinking about now is what you need right now to really feel so fucking vibrant in this physicality. It's a gift. We chose it. We love it. Breathe a couple of times. And you can open your eyes when you are ready. Thank you for taking this journey with me. I would love to invite you to drink a lot of water and to please do it again as often as you can. It is very potent. You can watch, of course, and listen to this more, but as you have this key, you can literally simply see the hand of God coming, putting you on the top of the mountain and just go for it, you know? I thank you for being there. I love you dearly, and I would love to hear from you. As I myself reside on top of my mountain, I see many others there with me. And I feel emotional when I say that. I know that I am not alone in this divine knowing and trust that is actually that reality that we are creating. And I thank you for creating it with me. I love you dearly. Please share it around so the more people receive these calls and do these meditation and activations, and the more we amplify that feel of unity consciousness, because together we rise always. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your comment. I thank you for your share, and I thank you for your follows. Until next time, bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website, sandrines.com, for more information.